Jeni me SBS Albanian.
Për moment, dhe gjysim dërruar, jeton në një bot ku krye fjallë është COVID-19. Për të djenin ashme, në 22 mars, komuniteti Shqiptar në Shepperton ka në plan mbajtjen e festivalit të 22 Shqiptar të vjeljes. Por si duke, planet janë një, nësa musit janë tjera. Për të mësuar më shumë se a do mbajt festivalit Shqiptar i vjeljes, në Shepperton, në linjën tonë telefonikë është edhe kryetari komuniteti Shqiptar, atje zoti Enver Sabri. Mr. Sabri, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Sunny. Thank you very much. Nice to be talking again.
Good to have you here again. Mr. Sabri, Australian government yesterday decided to advise all Australians against any gathering of more than 500 people. I said that knowing that on 22nd of March, Albanian Harvest Festival in Shepparton is planned to go ahead. So do we have any news? Is the festival happening or... we're going to postpone it.
Yes, Sunny, yes, of course. We have been listening to the ABC, the radio, and very much aware of what is going on and keeping an eye on other functions in the area, other gatherings, like the football, like the cricket, like the Grand Prix, like other things. And sitting back last night, I thought, I think something might have to happen here. So we, and of course, the Premier, the government announcing that gatherings of 500 plus people should be avoided. So, of course, the Harvest Festival is anywhere from 2,000, 3,000 and up to 4,000 people. With all that in mind, of course, we need to consider the situation. We need to consider what's happening around us. And we planned a meeting late last night. We planned to have a meeting late last night, I should say, for tomorrow night, Sunday night, to make a final decision on exactly where we're at with the Harvest Festival, Sunny.
So nothing definitely. Tomorrow night, when you meet, you're going to decide will the festival go ahead or not?
That's correct, Sunny. It's I mean, a lot of common sense has to play into this at the moment, the way the situation is. There are, and I know a lot of elderly people do attend the Harvest Festival. It is a long way to come as well. We're certainly not going to put anyone in jeopardy or put ourselves in jeopardy or in a situation where there'd be any issues. So we'll make that decision tomorrow night and everybody will hear about it. It'll be on Facebook and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. In health of everybody, it's at the first place.
It's a critical thing. Yes, absolutely. And we take note of all that, and we will do the right thing.
So once we know after the meeting, which you're going to have tomorrow night, you're going to let all people know that, you know, if
absolutely.
The festival
yes.
go or not. Or it's going to be posting on Facebook, is that right?
That's correct, we will, yes.
All right,
yes.
Let's say hypothetically, you know, the festival will not happen.
Sure.
The corona crisis will take at least a few months.
It will. It'll take a long time.
A long time, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yes. Are there any plans to backup plan, like, let's say, having, you know, a festival in July, August or September?
Well, there has been, within the committee level, there has been talk of that possibly happening. Lots of little things have been thrown around. So nothing is decided on, of course. So we'll see what happens in due course over the period of the next couple of months, at least, with the virus issue and so on, and make a decision on as to what we should be doing and would like to do at a later stage.
Sure. Prior to this festival, of course, lots of work has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So we have lots of volunteers. We have a women association who are doing in the La Croix and everything else. So what's going to happen with all that food and all those?
Good question, Sunny. The food scenario, well, in many instances, we're able to cancel foods here and there and different things. So if we do decide to cancel the event, of course. But the ladies, I feel for the ladies, where they all got together there and the last week, I think it was, where they made 120, or might have been even a little more than that, La Croix. in preparation for the festival. La Crosse of all sorts.
That's a huge number.
Yes.
You know, that's not going to go to waste.
It won't go to waste. No, I certainly hope not. But we'll get rid of it in the amongst the, our own community here.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And we're always trying to make it easier for the girls and for example, making peddlers. It's always a difficult scenario in respect to making the dough and with the yeast, and it has to rise and has to sit for a while. So we purchased a dough making machine. Expensive little items, but just to make life a lot easier for the ladies. So anyway, that'll come in use at a later stage, I'm sure.
Mr. Sabri, I would like to thank you for your time. All of you in Shepparton, stay safe. I'm sure coronavirus will go and will be history. And I'm sure I'll be in a festival to survive even this coronavirus and be more successful in the future.
Of course, all festivals and that have been interrupted and gatherings, of course, they will all survive. It's something we will all get through, no doubt about that. As we have in the past, just that it's been such a long time and we haven't experienced a new virus as such. Coming down also, yeah. Mm. So it's we'll all get through it. And to say we're sorry, of course we're sorry, and everybody is sorry. But we need to do the appropriate thing that's for the community.
Mr. Sabri, thank you very much for your time, as I said, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sonny. Bye all.
Ju pëlqeu ky reportazh? Për më shumë vizitoni Apple Podcast, Spotify ose faqet e tjera të podcast-it.